What's up, everybody? My name is Kim, and welcome to another episode of the Your Potential, Your Purpose podcast. Today is another Hustle Talk Live audio. Today is a mindset edition instead of a money edition, so we'll head right into that audio about your vision. What is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Hustle Talk. Today, I don't know if you'll notice, the logo is slightly different. Today says, welcome to the mindset edition. Doesn't say welcome, sorry. It says mindset edition. So just so you know, Hustle Talk is going to have many different editions. It's not just going to be about finances or money, as the money editions were the first two ones. Today is going to be about mindset because I wanted to really share a story that happened really recently this weekend. And I thought it would be something really cool to share with all of you. So I wanted to switch it up a little bit and instead of talking about money, talk about mindset because I think that's all a very important thing to all of us. First off, like I always, say here, my name is Kim. In case you guys forgot. And also, you guys can find me on IG. You guys can find me on Facebook. And of course, please head over to YouTube and go and hit that subscribe button. I really do appreciate it. So the story that I wanted to tell you guys about today was yesterday. So to give you a little bit of a backstory, I wanted to talk about vision today. I think a lot of times we all have a vision for our lives, a vision for these goals that we set for ourselves. We have a vision. We have a way of seeing how these things will play out. First off, they're not always going to play out the way that you think they are. And the other thing is, you don't have to go by what other people's version of your vision is. And I'm going to tell you a story before I go deeper into those two things, because I think the story that I'm going to tell is going to give you a little bit more context into what I'm actually talking about. So this weekend, me and my girlfriend, we built, and I don't know if any of you guys were watching last week's live. She came and interrupted me last time to come tell me something changed. She didn't know I was going live. But anyway, we built a patio in the backyard this weekend. And so, as many of you might know, if you're paying attention and to the previous lives, that since the pandemic hit, I've been out in Connecticut. I am from New York City. So being out here allows me the freedom to not be in such a dense, crowded place so that I can still enjoy the outdoors and, of course, be with my girlfriend. And not having missed her for 2.5 months or however much longer things will go on, and not see the inside of my apartment. But I digress. So I've been out here for a while. And the thing about it is that you can't help when you're in a place for a long time. You kind of go, you notice things and stuff like that. But a while ago, I said to her, I said, wouldn't it be cool? Because she, in the backyard, she had this garden. But it looked like literally a pile of dirt in some 2x4s. Because she never gardened anything. There was nothing in there. She said her dad put it there, and she never did anything with it. And I said, wouldn't it be awesome if you could put the grill over there? And the reason for that is because right now she has this deck, right, in her backyard, and the only place for the grill is to put right next to the deck. And she had told me this before, but I didn't experience it until, like, last summer when we were doing some barbecues. And once that barbecue goes off and there's like a little bit of smoke, it just reaches over into the deck and everybody's, you can't even just sit around and enjoy yourself. I said, what if we put a patio in the back corner? The grill can go over there with a little table, a few chairs, something, nothing big, something where it can be off over there, but it still can be a usable area because right now you're not even using that corner. So she was like, I don't know. She thought about it for a while, like months and months she thought about it. And she finally said, oh, I think that's a good idea. Now, to help you remember, I've been here physically seeing her every single day for the past 2.5 months. So the thing about it is that you start talking about things and you start making them happen and they come to fruition. And so we were looking at IKEA. and looking at Lowe's and looking at Home Depot, and things were looking really expensive, like cement pavers and stone and all that stuff that comes to mind when there's a patio, right? So we're like, we don't want to spend an arm and a leg. I preface this all to say she just replaced the rickety old fence that she had in the backyard, because that thing was literally falling, like a part of it was almost touching the ground. That's how bad it was. You could see into the neighbor's yard. So she just dropped a whole bunch of money on replacing the fence. Then we're like, oh, what about the patio? You don't want to spend an arm and a leg. And also, we weren't looking for something that was going to be like built into the ground and be a patio. I'm so sorry, my camera just stopped working there for a second. And so we were like, you know what? What if this just is something that we can do on a budget, right? So we looked at IKEA, and IKEA had these nice outdoor flooring, and they weren't going to break the bank. And we're like, this is exactly what we're looking for. Not breaking the bank, but still something that looks nice, right? So we go and order those. They finally come. The fence just got finished. And we're like, why don't we just put the patio together, right? Then she starts talking to the neighbor. He's a Mr. Fix-It around the house. And of course, he has all these suggestions. And you should do it this way or this way or this way. And then her dad is the same way. Very kind of like, you should do it this way. This is the right way. And I say all that to say is that she's like sitting there saying, I need to listen to them because they know what they're talking about, right? But then she's coming to me later on saying, I don't think we really need all that. And I'm saying, I don't think we really need to do all of that either, because that's not in line with what we originally discussed. Needless to say, we had many interruptions, but a lot of help. We do appreciate all their help. You know, neighbor gave us a lot of tools and a lot of tips. The dad brought a tiller to make the ground all soft so we could actually flatten it and level it. So huge amount of help. We are so grateful for them, and we so much appreciate them. But they kept on insisting that we do these edgings with this wood and all this stuff, and we're like, that's not what we were going for, not even in the slightest. We're looking for something not as permanent as like a wood patio or a stone, like actual stone. And you know, that they were thinking it was just gonna like go apart, and we were talking about these light outdoor flooring pieces that clipped together. So we were like, if we want to go to the more permanent version of it later, fine, we can spend that money on do the edging, do it all perfect the way it's supposed to be done, but that's not the way we were going to do it this time. So the neighbor came back again and said, oh, I'm going to go to the store for you, I'm going to get the 2x4s. Then we said, you know what, forget it, we're just going to do it our way. We bought some stones, we did the edges our way, and it came out looking absolutely amazing. We are so over the moon for it. And I just thought to myself, I said, this would be a good story to share with my followers, because it's a lot about your vision. Not everyone has your vision. You have your vision. You can't always explain to people exactly what you see in your head, because it's not solid yet. It hasn't come true yet. It hasn't happened yet. But what I want you to know is that your vision is not invalid just because somebody tells you a different way to do it, or that this is the way it should be done. Granted, there's certain ways to build a house, or there's certain ways to build something so it's sturdy. Yes, we did that. We tilled the ground and we made it level. It's not like we didn't listen to them on that. We did the landscape fabric. We got the paver stand to put it underneath to make it secure. And then we put them all down together, and we do have an edging on a couple of these sides, not all of them though. So we listened to these tips, we googled, we did all our research, we did all this stuff. We just didn't do it exactly the way we wanted. So I hope that they don't judge us. She said she doesn't think so, but what I'm saying is that whatever your vision is for your life, for your family, for your business, get it out of your mind that other people have your vision in their mind, because they don't. And once you realize that, you will let go of the judgment. Even if they aren't judging you, you will think they're judging you. You will get their opinions out of your head, and you will just do the things that will make you work towards your vision, towards your goal. Those thoughts of worrying about people's opinions and worrying about they're the, oh, they told me to, I should have done it this way, and if I didn't, so what? If you end up doing it your way and you fail, guess what you did? You learned. You learned, and you will get back up, and you will try again. And maybe you'll do it the way that they said, and guess what? Even if you got up, you didn't listen to them, you failed, you got up, you did it the way they said, and you still failed, guess what? You learned. That's what life is about. You fall down, you learn, you get back up, and you try it again a different way, and you keep on trying. That's all you can do in life. And that's what I really want everybody to know, because I have a vision for my life so big, and I know I will get there. And I have had so many people in my life tell me what they think I should do, or the way they think I should do it. But guess what? I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And if it doesn't work, I'll fix it. But it's always going to be my way. And that's it. Everybody needs to get that in their minds. You should do it your way, and your way being, you take all the research together. You take all of the tips that other people give you. Do it and learn from it and get better and better and better. Because no matter what, it will be your way. Even if it didn't start out being your way because you got tips on how somebody else did it. Because if you end up doing it, and you listen to everybody else, when you finally get there, you won't be happy. Because you're going to end up in a place you didn't even want to be in the first place. When you do it fully, wholeheartedly, your way, by learning and keep on growing and keep on growing and keep on learning, you'll be so happy with yourself. All right, guys, I'll get off my soapbox for today. I just had that story, and after spending 9 a.m. to like 9 p.m. doing that, I honestly could tell you, I was like, I gotta share this. So thank you all for listening for another edition of Hustle Talk, today being the mindset edition. So thank you all for coming. Like I said, go and follow me on IG, Facebook, and YouTube. There will be a Hustle Louder website coming soon. It's in construction right now. And last but not least, I know all of you know this already because I've talked about it before, but in case you haven't gone to check it out right now, I will leave a link in the comments, but go check out the Financial Hustle Habit Challenge. Are your finances a mess? Do you know how to budget? I can help you get started. I can't fix it in 7 days, but this is a 7-day challenge to help you get your habits going in the right direction. They're like all over. Go straight. It's kind of like that. It's just a kickoff point, guys. It's not something that's going to fix your finances overnight. It's something to help you start going in the right direction. So, guys, I really appreciate you tuning in and listening today. You can find this audio on the Your Potential, Your Purpose podcast later on in this week, which is my podcast. You can check it out on Apple Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your podcasts. So that is all from me today, guys. And I will catch you guys on the next week on and. Also, if you didn't notice, I was building the patio yesterday. That's why I didn't get to do the Hustle Talk yesterday. But I'll catch you guys next week on the next episode of Hustle Talk. Peace.